Home sweet Hudson. This is a beautiful place to be. I spent the summer of 2021 here with you all, and I gotta say, I'll never forget you guys. This town is just unique and special. And you know, I just still remember Father Todd telling me a story about getting here his first day, and he gets out of his car. Smells just like home. I didn't grow up on a farm, but it's growing on me a little bit with Father Todd going to his farm, being out here with you all, and it's just a special, special place, and I'm very blessed to come here to celebrate Mass with you all today, all 14 days old of my baby priesthood, and I'm just very grateful to be here with you all. And I ask you this question: what are you afraid of? Or rather, what is one of the greatest fears in your life that you had to work through? I'll share one of mine. I was afraid of becoming a priest. In all 14 days old of my priesthood, my fears aren't all gone. But I remember, like yesterday, just 2 weeks ago, when the priest, my pastor, Father Ken, placed the priestly stole upon my shoulders at the ordination. I'll never forget this moment. I was just overwhelmed with God's peace and joy and light and ultimately love. I was so overwhelmed with God and His love for me, this gift. And I'm so glad I said yes to it, because never would I have wanted to make decisions in my life based out of fear. No, Jesus wants us to make our decisions based in light and love and peace, motivated out of love for Him and for others. And if I would have said, no, I can't preach, who am I to forgive sins? Who am I to confect bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Who am I, Lord? I'm too afraid. Then I would have missed out on these greatest 14 days of my life. And I say that with humility. It is such a gift to be a priest. And I know the crosses will come, and that's why I ask for your prayers. But right now, just receiving the goodness of God. And why do I share my own story, my own testimony, my friends? Because each and every one of us has fears to face. And Jesus does not want us to make our life decisions based on fear or being afraid. No. He wants us to make our decisions out of love, with courage and strength and fortitude that He will supply by His grace. But if you're like me and haven't always done that, you're not alone. The prophets themselves struggled with fear. We hear from the prophet Jeremiah today. At the beginning of his call, his mission, he says, Lord, I'm too young. I know not how to speak. Jeremiah 1:6. And the Lord was quick to reply. Two verses later, he says, be not afraid. And Jeremiah was not afraid. He faced that fear. And praise God he did, paving the way for Christ, paving way for the Messiah. And he suffered much. Some of his fears came true, so to speak. And he was beaten, imprisoned, ridiculed, dejected, rejected. We hear today in Jeremiah 20, in this interior crisis, that he's crying out to the Lord God. It's a beautiful prayer. And he says, Lord, why do I still speak? Everything I have to speak gets me in trouble. But it burns in my heart. It's imprisoned in my bones. I must speak. They're not Jeremiah's words. They're the Lord's words. And he's on mission to speak, to proclaim the Lord God. And this is what gets him in trouble. He tells the local king that you and all your family will be in exile. And you will die in exile and lose your wealth. Not a way to find many friends. But Jeremiah didn't care. Jeremiah proclaimed what the Lord had him proclaim. And he did it with strength and courage, fearlessness. And you know what he says to us today in that first reading? The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. What do you think of when you hear that word champion? The world will give you many of them. Perhaps millionaires like Mark Cuban or the Kardashians. Athletes like Miguel Cabrera, LeBron James. I'll give you superheroes, Batman, Aquaman, and all the rest of them. I'm kind of like King Arthur lately. The beautiful legend of this man that could only by his hands wield this sword and find this superhuman strength to conquer evil. Our minds and hearts are built for stories where good triumphs evil. They're not all bad. But they're lowercase c champions. Christ is the champion, capital C. He alone conquers sin and death. He alone helps us conquer every one of our fears. And Jeremiah says, the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. And Christ says today to you, to me, today, in that reading we just heard, fear no one. Be not afraid. The most quoted phrase of Christ, be not afraid. Three simple words. Do we live by them? Do we make every decision based off that truth that comes from truth himself? Be not afraid. We heard last week him summoning his 12 apostles, telling them to cure the sick and proclaim, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is close. And guess what? Jesus doesn't sugarcoat. He himself is a prophet willing to speak his Father's words, knowing that it will sometimes land on nourishing soil, sometimes on dust, dry ground soil. But Jesus speaks. And he knows, being his followers, we will face persecution, beatings, scourgings, imprisonments, and perhaps, like even his closest 12 friends, death. And yet he tells us, be not afraid. Fear no one. No man, no woman, no king, no ruler, no boss. Fear no one. And so I ask you, my brothers and sisters, this week, pray. Pray for the Holy Spirit, light himself, to enlighten your mind, enlighten your heart, to know your fear that you're struggling with right now. To even be aware of it is a grace. And then to have the courage to take action is yet another grace. And so pray for that. Pray for the Lord to reveal that fear, that you may face it with him. Because that's the only way we'll ever be able to face our fears. Are my fears gone to preach? Are my fears gone in hearing confessions? Are my fears gone in potentially leading a big old parish? But you know the grace I received? The Lord is with me. He is my mighty champion. And there's no need to be afraid. We are yoked to Him. We face our fears with Him. My brothers and sisters, and why are we afraid? At each and every Mass, Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist, so humble to hide behind bread and wine, to feed us with His body and His blood, His soul and His divinity, at each and every Mass. In this year of Eucharistic revival, let us believe this. Let us cherish this. And may we receive Jesus in this Mass to be given the strength to face our fears.